Eric Johnson.
The microphone. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a medical building for outpatient services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 2.24 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Bridgeville Highway, which is Sussex County Route 13, approximately 0.85 miles southwest of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13A. The 911 address is 22540 Bridgeville Highway, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 3, parcel 186.00, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the conceptual site plan from the and survey from the applicant. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Got one choice.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Eric Johnson. I'm representing Compass Mental Wellness Services. We serve a underserved area for mental health, and we're one of the largest practices in Sussex County, and we're ready to expand. And I had the opportunity to buy a family member's house, and we try to stay in kind of like a residential house like setting to kind of not feel like a medical facility so much as a calming facility.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Who's this one belong to? Is this yours?
Mr. Butler.
Yeah. Mr. Butler, you're up first.
Can you please explain exactly what your practice does?
So we do psychotherapy, mental health, all mental health services. We arrange. I don't think there's anything that we don't treat. So both mental health, psychiatric, all ages.
It's a big concern in today's world.
Absolutely.
I have no questions.
Collins?
What are your planned hours of operation and days?
So we usually start at 7 o'clock, and a lot of times we'll end at 7. So usually 7 to 7. A lot of times we are off on Fridays, or we have a light day, half a day, and then we never work on the weekends. There might be sometimes a part-time person that will come in for a couple sessions on the weekend, but not often.
Mr. Chairman, can you come back to me for just
one? Sure, yeah, go ahead.
So with mental health, I know there's emergencies, so I got to work with SISM a little bit here lately, so I'm learning a lot about it. Would you ask for or want included maybe to be able to see a patient after hours if it's necessary, or?
Sure, yes.
So
please.
You would.
We don't really do crisis hours, but that is a good thing you brought up, because if our last session of the day ends up being something that was a little more intense and we needed to go over hours, that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I guess that's the way I am. You're phrasing a little better than I did, but some things don't get fixed in an hour. And then sometimes during that, you could be down to that last minute and you've dredged up some things that need to be concluded before. So 7 to 7 could run maybe 7 to 8.
Absolutely.
Or run 7 to 9. Or
possibly.
I'm just saying there. So Mr. Robinson, just want to put that on the record.
Great.
And we can figure that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Back to you, Mr. Collins.
I don't think I have any further questions at the moment.
Okay. Ms. Wingate.
I think just to get some stuff on the record, how many number of employees would you have there?
So employees, we have 4, but we have mostly contractors. I run a contractor model.
So just to follow, how many people then, if there's employees and contractors that are there at this location?
So I think at the new location, how many?
The one that we're talking about today.
Okay, so we will house... about 10. But there's actually, we may expand to do a intensive outpatient addiction program. So that could probably add a couple more people in, to that program.
When you say house, is this going to be a residential facility, or is it just?
No, this is all outpatient services.
So when you say house, you're just about the number of employees?
Sorry, I'm throwing out terms, you guys. Okay. This is all outpatient services. We will not do anything outside of outpatient services.
So you could possibly exceed 10?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Additional question, so you could have up to 24, 25 cars potentially that you need parking for?
Sure.
You have enough parking there for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you want a sign?
That would be great.
Okay. The hours, employees, I think that's it for me.
Thank you.
No questions, sir.
Questions, okay. What else?
One question, if I may, Mr. Chairman, just about the number of parking spaces, location of parking spaces, and because if there's activity after dark, those car parking areas will have to be illuminated. And I guess my question is that a dwelling, and are there design initiatives like thought of to minimize like headlights spilling onto neighboring properties?
So on this side of the property, it's all field. On the other side of the property, there is a residential home, but it's back far enough, and there's fence and trees, and everything else is commercial.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Would you just mind showing us on the map so I understand exactly? So that would be the residential home?
Yes, so that's the residential, but you can see it starts to go commercial over here to the
stuff on commercial around there.
I just want that on the record. I know where you're at, so gotcha. I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Counselor, anything?
No, that was going to be some of my questions, so I'm good.
Okay, staff? Everybody's good down here?
Actually, I do wonder, good fences make good neighbors. I do wonder, for the residential that is adjoining you, I wonder if it's a good idea for us to require some sort of fencing or something.
There is fencing.
There is fencing there.
There is.
And trees.
There's fencing. There's trees that go across.
Okay.
I'm also close to the person who's next door, too. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Part of the family?
Yeah.
There you
might
go.
As well be.
I remember. Is it a privacy fence, though, or is it?
I don't think it's privacy, but there's like.
There's enough.
There's. Absolutely.
Okay.
Enough
screening. All right.
Okay. Anything else, commissioners? All right. Well, sir, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. doesn't appear to be, but we'll but we'll ask. There could be somebody asleep and on the bench there. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2439, Eric Johnson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2439? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Thank you.
Comments?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.